This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he believes a deal is near to secure the release of some of the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza, telling reporters, "I believe so," when asked at the White House about the possible agreement. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Countries' current emission pledges to limit climate change would still put the world on track to warm by nearly 3 degrees Celsius this century, according to a United Nations analysis released Monday. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said present trends are racing the planet down a dead-end 3C temperature rise.
We know it is still possible to make the 1.5-degree limit a reality. And we know how to get there. We have roadmaps from the International Energy Agency and the IPCC. It requires staring out the poisoned root of the climate crisis, fossil fuels.
Guterres said the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon. The independent expert on the situation of human rights in Somalia said people are still in danger there.
The risk of further clashes between Somaliland forces and clan militia contributes to insecurity and human rights violations.
Somalia's security situation, she said, remains unstable. NATO says it's looking at a permanent increase of troops in Kosovo.
To ensure that this doesn't spiral out of control and creates a new violent conflict in Kosovo or in the wider region.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who says they increased the NATO troop presence after violence there in September. This is